So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Kendall Coyne, so proud of you. Good to see you. Giving her a big hug. She's giving me a big hug and a fist bump. Right on. Let me see that silver medal. That's just beautiful. How about it, Troy?
Yeah. Oh, this is great. Oh man, that's heavy. That's heavy.
Yeah. You don't have a headset for Kendall. Maybe we can get one. Go ahead. Join us, Kendall, please. Yeah, please. Joe Brand has been kind enough to peel off the headset. Let's get her all set up. Kendall, welcome to the booth.
Thank you for having me.
We have Tyler Johnson coming downstairs at some point. Let us know. But
all right.
How are you, Kendall?
Good. It's so great to see you guys.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, thanks for stopping by the booth. Congratulations. And this is kind of a great week for you to have your platform, you know, expose your books out. And, you know, proud for the Blackhawks organization to have you as kind of the speaker of the U.S. team.
I'm so proud to be a part of the Blackhawks organization and the support that they've shown all of us, including me, during our time in Beijing and even before and after. All the programs that we've put out, especially for young girls, young boys, really growing the game.
Right.
And just all the support everyone, all Blackhawks fans have shown us has been extraordinary.
How does it feel to have this on your shoulder?
It's definitely an honor to be a captain of Team USA, but when you're on one of the best teams in the world, everyone's a captain. Everyone's a leader.
Yeah, that's a great point. So that's a great leadership role right there.
Kendall, we got to go downstairs and join our guests. You can hang around if you want. Right now we're going to go for one.
What do you want to ask Tyler Johnson? He's downstairs.
Go ahead.
Tyler, we got Kendall Coyne up here.
Okay.
Hey, Tyler. Hey, what do you guys got to do to tie this game up going into the third?
Well, I think we have to get more traffic in front of the net. Sometimes when we're getting our offensive zone right now, you know, we're getting like four guys high and no one in front. We got to create some scrambles in front of Vazzy. He's a great goaltender, so we have to make him work for it.
Go ahead, Tom.
You know obviously very well, and by the way, congratulations on getting your ring today before the game. That's a great moment for you, and they just showed it on TV, so congratulations. But you better than anybody know how hard it is to get into the middle of the ice with the defense that Tampa has, and then, as you mentioned, the goaltender Vasilevsky. How tough is it for players to get into that area and what the determination it takes to get there?
Yeah, it's very hard. You know, I know firsthand playing with them that, you know, that's the number one priority for them is keeping guys out of the middle. They got big, heavy D back there. Even the forwards do a great job of cleaning up the middle, and it's tough for the opposing team. So, you know, we have to do a much better job of trying to fight through that, work hard, and compete there so we get those pucks.
Tyler, John Weideman here. How hard was it for you on this day to emotionally and mentally prepare for this game against a team you've had so much success with?
Yeah, it's definitely different. I mean, I can honestly say it's not like any other game. I mean, I've played in a bunch of Stanley Cup games doing that kind of thing, and this is just completely different. So, you know, I think as the game is progressing, I think it settles down a little bit for me. I think at the beginning it was a little rough, but, I'm just trying to get back in there and help my team here.
All right, well, Tyler, on behalf of Kendall Coyne and Troy Murray and myself, we really appreciate your time here in the intermission. Go get him in the third, bud.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, Tyler Johnson, Blackhawks forward, our guest. 3-2 Tampa after two periods here at the United Center. And go ahead, Troy.
Well, I was just going to say, what's next on tap for you and the U.S. Women's Olympic team?
So what's next? We're actually playing a rematch game against Canada and Pittsburgh next Saturday at 4 o'clock Eastern time. And then we have a World Championship coming up in August in Denmark. It'll be the first time in an Olympic year that there's a Women's World Championship, so everyone's very excited about that. So, but obviously, back to my role here with the Blackhawks, back with player development, youth hockey, and excited to get back in.
You know, John and I have talked about the rivalry between you and Canada. I don't think there's a better rivalry. We're not talking hockey. We're talking everything. I mean, because you two are the two teams. How cool is it to have that rivalry? And every game that you guys play is just so close.
It's an exciting rivalry. I think one of the greatest in sport, if not the greatest in all of sport. You know, I know I may be biased, but...
No, we were talking about that. Yeah. We agree.
It's definitely a game you don't have to get up for.
Yeah.
Here's something I'd like to propose to whoever might be listening. You guys and the men's teams that played in the Olympics do a series like they did in 72 with the summit series between Canada and the Soviet Union, then the Soviet Union. They had four cities in the U.S. and four cities in Canada and one city in the Soviet Union, which was Moscow, for eight games. They played eight total games. I propose that we have four cities in the U.S., four in Canada, and play a series where, you know,
but you
the
guys
most
already have
wins.
That the series against Canada. You play, I mean, you play a lot of games with them.
Yeah, we have a rivalry series with them in non-Olympic years. But I think what I'd love to see is a pro structure where maybe it is 82 games a year, and
wow.
you see, you know, American and Canadian players dispersed on pro teams, and that's their job,
their
living, and I think that's where we need to get to in women's hockey, and that's the next big step forward is seeing a pro league that affords women the opportunity to be professional, make a living doing it, and call that their job.
We'll be here to help you, but you get it done.
I will,
absolutely.
Troy. You got my word.
And I'll buy a ticket. Trust me. I think that'd be great. Kendall Coyne, Schofield, our guest here in the booth. Thank you very much, Kendall, and congratulations on the silver medal.
Thank
It'll
you
be
guys.
The gold next time. You guys will get it.
Thank you.
All right.